Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Today on Getting Real with the Housewives, Danielle Cabral opens up about her relationship with Rachel Fuda.
But she went back and made me look like the bad guy to Margaret when we were just, you know, coffee talking together. And that's what I had the problem with.
Plus, Teddy Mellencamp alleges she had a one-night stand with Matt Damon. And Mauricio claims Kathy and Rick Hilton had tremendous anger towards him. We've got that plus so much more on today's Getting Real with the Housewives. Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy DeCamp. And we are still in Ireland in New Jersey. I love it.
And next week's going to be in Ireland too. So
I'm surprised. 3 weeks.
Dragging that trip out, but I don't mind it. It's a fun trip.
It is a fun trip. All right. Let's see what you guys had to say about last week's show. Joanne says Danielle is so perfect for the show. Love her. She's spunky and brings so much laughter. Teresa, Jennifer, Dolores, and now Danielle are my favorite girls on the show. I agree. I think Danielle is great for this.
I do too. I mean, her accent's funny. Everything about her is pretty. Like, she's got a sense of humor, I think. I like her.
I like her too.
I'm afraid to say it like it is.
Definitely.
All right. So Karen Sue said, got to be honest with you, I woke the F up when Jen Fessler said that about James Gandolfini, may he RIP. I was like, yes, tell me more. Same. And you said it in the intro, Teddy and Matt Damon. We got to talk about that in a little bit.
Seriously, it should be like a new thing. Housewives hooking up with celebs. I love it. And then the real Tanzanian said, ladies, Dana season two came in with Brandy and spoke about $25,000 sunglasses. Kim called her Pam. Thank you. Now we figure out where Dana came from.
I love it. Thank you guys. Always count on you guys to loop us in on these.
Totally. I love it. All right. Well, let's get into this week's news. And like Mandy said, Teddy Mellencamp claimed that she once had sex with Matt Damon. This is crazy. So it's insane. So she was on the SiriusXM Jeff Lewis live show with Tamara Judge. And Tamara says, can we talk about the celebrity that Teddy boned? People still say boned, right? So she then cried, no, oh my gosh, you cannot tell Jeff. Well, despite her protests, Tamara said she mentioned it on a podcast and then went back and told the producers, take that guy's name out. So now I tell people, if you guys want to know, just DM me and I'll tell you who it is. Well, Teddy then said, I'm like, stop telling people. I did not want to out this guy. And so she was unwilling to name names, but she did share some clues saying, I was 20. I had a fake ID to get into the club. He was probably 30. All I can tell you is that he has a very famous best friend as well. That's all I'm saying. Well, Tamara then said that his name begins with the letter M. His last name begins with the letter D. Finally, somebody guessed Matt Damon. Tamara then nodded. Teddy was definitely embarrassed. But of course, that clue, a famous best friend, Ben Affleck. But this is crazy.
This is wild. Like, so I have two favorite actors who are like my hall pass. I don't know if my husband knows, but it's Matt Damon and Leonardo DiCaprio. Neither of which will ever happen. But a never girl can dream. And like Teddy Mellencamp hooked up with my favorite actor. This is insane.
I can't get over that. But yeah, I mean, this was a long time ago, like over 20 years ago. Both are happily married, both have children. But hey, I wonder if there's like more of these hookups. I'm sure there's so many more of these hookups that we don't
I hope they all about. Come out because I live for this stuff.
I do too. I love it.
All right. Well, Mauricio Umansky claimed that his sister-in-law, Kathy Hilton, and her husband, Rick Hilton, were upset when he left Rick's company to start the agency. He has a new memoir, which we're going to chat with him soon about that. And he said, he and Kathy held tremendous anger towards us, which is not the way I choose to live my life. Naturally, Kyle was very hurt by the reaction. It was a difficult pill for her to swallow. In his book, he claimed he decided to start the real estate brokerage, the agency, in 2011 after Rick refused to make him a full partner at his own company. He said, so I went home to Kyle and told her what had happened. She agreed with me that it was very unjust, but ultimately it didn't matter what we thought. In my opinion, Rick wasn't going to change his mind and he wasn't prepared to pay me what I earned. He went on to say that he would have stayed at his brother-in-law's firm if they paid him what he deserved, showed him an inkling of professional love, and gave him a promotion. He alleged, for their part, they didn't see it that way. They couldn't understand how I could just make the decision overnight and not give them a chance to convince me otherwise. So he also said that Rick stopped speaking to him after he left, and that he also extended that cold shoulder to Kyle as well. He wrote, they cut all communication and no longer invited us to Thanksgiving dinners or other holidays. Well, this is, you know, we've been waiting for this info for a long time. I mean, I think that we had known there was some business drama in the past, but we didn't know this, the extent of it, and we didn't know all the details. And I have to say, we're only hearing Mauricio's side, and I would like to hear the other one. However, Team Mauricio, like, I'm not promoting you and not paying you, and you want to start your own firm. And I mean, look how successful it is now.
Seriously, he must have been doing something right. I agree with you too. Yeah. Like, if you're not feeling valued, and you know, you went to them with your problems, it's not like you just got up and left. Like, you told them, like, I want more money, and you know, I want a bigger responsibility, and they said no. Then, I mean, it was kind of like maybe his only other option. But I agree with you. Love to hear the other side.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get that soon.
Yeah, totally. Well, this was a very, very scary story. Circling back to Tamara Judge, because she shared a really emotional video after her daughter Sophia's school went into lockdown because of a possible shooter. Like, literally every parent's worst nightmare. She posted some screenshots of her 17-year-old's text via her Instagram story, and her daughter wrote, "We're having a shelter in place, not a drill. We're being locked in the classes with the lights off. I'm in a classroom. We're hiding right now. Just heard police sirens." So she described the message, like we kind of said, note as the text no parent wants to get, before sharing an emotional video about the situation. She said, "You get the text and you're so helpless. There's nothing you can do in this effing world. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of what's going on. My daughter now doesn't want to go back to school. It's her senior year. This has got to stop. It has to stop." Said that students were laying on the floor in fear of blocking the classroom with bookcases. One teacher handed out hammers. Another had a fire extinguisher ready. Kids were crying, saying, "I don't want to die." I can't even imagine. Well, KTLA reported that the San Juan Hills High School was placed on lockdown that morning after a man walked on campus, told security he had a weapon. Officers later shared that he had a pocket knife. He was taken into custody and arrested for trespassing. But I could not even imagine, you and I both mothers, anybody getting this type of text message or phone call from their child during a lockdown situation. And it's just insane to me that this is just all too a reality for so many people.
So horrible, so horrible. And I'm really happy that Tamara shared her story, because I think it's so important for people who have a following like her to speak up and talk about it.
Definitely. So scary, but glad everybody is okay. All right. Well, let's get into this week's Real Talk. And we wanted to revisit more of our conversation with Danielle, who gave an update on her relationship, or lack thereof, with Rachel Fuda, and where she kind of stands with Margaret right now. Take a look. Well, you and Rachel kind of go at it. I mean, now that some time has passed, do you still think that she's a rat?
So, I get asked this question on the show a lot too. Okay. I mean, the definition of a rat really is someone that goes back and says things, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what she does. So I'm rat's a very bad word where I come from too, Christina. It's not the nicest thing. It's actually worse than any curse word in the world. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she said, all right, here's my thing. Here's what the problem was. She went back and said things in a way that I did not say them. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's not necessarily a rat. Maybe that's a troublemaker in a way. If she would have went back and told Margaret, "Oh my God, me and Danielle were talking and okay." But she went back and made me look like the bad guy to Margaret when we were just, you know, coffee talking together. And that's what I had the problem with. Not that she went back and told Margaret everything that I said, really. It's that she spun it. Mm-hmm. And made me look like the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems it seems like Margaret, you know, obviously maybe stirs the pot a little bit about this season. How do you feel about her? And when I was watching this episode, it seems like when her friend Laura was brought up at the table while you guys were in Ireland, she looked a little nervous about what could be said.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, and at that time, I didn't know how close they were. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that Laura and her were like childhood friends. Mm-hmm. So I was sympathizing in a way with Margaret when she said that this woman is thirsty. She's coming for me. She's coming for me. I'm like, okay, well, you know, maybe that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You're in this world. A lot of people are going to come for you. But then I found out they were friends. Mm-hmm. Like, that girl knows some things, right? And that changes everything. Mm-hmm. She's not just some friend she met at a red carpet event a year ago. She's her friend for a long time. Mm-hmm. And at that point, from what you saw, I didn't know any major bomb. I didn't really know anything big that this woman was saying about her. I was asking about it. Mm-hmm. But you'll notice when people don't want to talk about certain things, they do the bob and weave. You know, the bob and weave, they deflect. And you try to talk about conversation A, but they deflect to conversation B. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wait, huh? It's kind of what happens a lot now.
Yeah, seems like she still thinks Rachel's a rat and Margaret is still has that arsenal of information on everybody.
She does. This storyline is not dying.
It's not dying anytime soon.
Again. Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. Let's recap this week's episodes and we'll kind of talk about Danielle and Rachel. I'm still like so confused about still what's going on about this. Somebody said, she was like, yeah, you know, that's kind of the nature of what the housewives are. Like, you talk about each other and then it gets back to that person. Like, that's just what happens in these situations. So I think Rachel was just kind of like doing her job.
Yeah. It feels a little bit like the newbies are trying to have a storyline, but the storyline is a little weak. You know, it's a little bit like, okay, let's move on from this. I don't need to be talking about this three episodes later. And let's move on to Teresa and Melissa, because that's what we're all here for, right?
100%. And I mean, what did you think about this, about her bringing up Antonia? I totally agree. Like, kids are off limits. Like, that's not what this is about.
I agree. It was also, I think it was Rachel who brought up, you know, how do your girls get along with Melissa's kids? I feel like that was a very pointed question for Rachel to bring up. I think she was trying to stir the pot with that question. So the question itself was kind of in poor taste, I thought. And I thought it was completely wrong of Teresa to bring up Antonia. And I mean, she had a valid reason for not going to the Sweet 16. She said that she was on cheer. If she had made the competition, she'd be off the team. Very valid reason. It's not like she chose not to go because she doesn't like her.
Right.
The fact that they're even talking about it on the show, it's now a storyline and it's involving the kids and now we're talking about it and it's not right, you know?
No, definitely. Like, kids are off limits. And I kind of liked how Melissa like kind of shut it down, even when the other ladies tried to like bring it back up and tried to talk about it. She's like, you know, we're just gonna let this one go. Like, kids should not be involved in this. And it was interesting when she called Joe and she said, like, you know, I don't really want to go to the wedding. And Joe thinks that Teresa was kind of laying these like little landmines, being like, you know, maybe you guys shouldn't come to the wedding. And maybe he feels like she was pushing him not to go. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know about that. Because again, like I said, Rachel's the one who asked this question. You know, I don't think it was like, I don't think Teresa said, hey, Rachel asked. I don't think she like planned this.
Right.
Necessarily.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell that Melissa is not happy about not being in the wedding. Like, she said it in the car too. She was just like, well, you could have just had me in the wedding and then you could have shown our kids that we are still all close. And I mean, a lot of people in the comments were saying this week, being like, Teresa had no obligation to have her in the wedding. And I agree, she doesn't. But I mean, know, sometimes family, like.
I know. I mean, I think I said it a while back. Like, it's odd that she's having, like, Dolores yes. and Denver Aiden. It would be one thing if she just had her girls in the wedding party.
Exactly, which girls. She probably should have.
And I think, you know, second wedding, you're a little bit older. Yeah. That's personally what I probably would have done.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a whole entourage of bridesmaids. But that's me, you know,
right.
I'm very much not Teresa.
No,
feeling and
right. But it also, she made it seem that like this was Louis that really wanted this big over the top wedding. Cause I think when Dolores was talking about going, like having another wedding, she would be like, you know, we'll just go somewhere small and do it. And then Teresa was like, that's kind of what I wanted. But Louis wanted this big over the top thing. I don't know. I'm still, the jury is out for me on Louis. I can't make up my mind. Mind about this guy.
I just always go back to that weird selfie video that
I know. Oh, I know.
And then I'm like, I can't with Louis.
I can't with Louis either. Jen, what else happened this episode? Jen Fessler, make her a full-time housewife for me, please.
Seriously.
I love her. Like, yeah. She is hysterical, boobs out. She was just having like the time of her life in Ireland.
And her and Jackie chugging those Guinnesses.
Yes.
I mean, that was, I actually laughed out loud, genuinely. Like, I was like, this is the housewives that I love. Watching them in Ireland, picking these random people to compete with. I mean, Jackie can chug a beer.
She could chug, good for her. I mean, chug that beer. Like, do it, girl. That was amazing. I have to ask you though, Mandy, did you know what a bugger wolf was?
I had no idea what a bugger wolf was. I thought it was a made up word.
I did too. I love that they were like looking it up though.
Yeah.
But I agree, I forgot. Who said, I think it was Jen Fessler that said, you know, that like Jen Aiden was waiting on this one forever and thought she like had like the best zinger and
totally.
Kind of fell flat.
Yeah, totally.
It was good. But like you said, we have one more week in Ireland and it looks like things kind of get emotional next week between Teresa and Melissa. So
yeah,
I mean, we know how this story ends, so there's no, but the reunion yeah. does, the reunion I think films either this week or next week. So, I mean, we'll kind of wait and see what happens between them. But, you know, Teresa said, I think in a recent interview that she's ready to see them, but yeah. It's her job. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
All right, let's get into how all these, with these reality shows, like with Vanderpump Rules too, we know the ending, you know, so we know the real time ending. So it's like different watching them back, knowing what we know, knowing that she's not going to be at the wedding, knowing that, you know, it's interesting. I don't hate it, but it changes how you watch it.
It really does. It totally changes how you watch it. All right, let's get into our social spotlight. Mine goes to Teresa Giudice because she did post some really fun, like behind the scenes moments from Ireland, or like just a group photo, one where they're all posing and another like silly moment. So it seems like they actually do have fun together at times. But yeah, no, I definitely like this trip. I like the Ireland trip.
Me too. Also, wherever they stayed is gorgeous.
Oh my God, amazing. Yeah. So nice.
Mine goes to Bethany Frankel. Shared some pics with her boyfriend Paul, and they just happier than ever. And she said, it's a long caption, but I'll just read the end of it. She said, find someone with similar travel goals and style as you. And I totally agree with that. Like, basically she's saying that we hate crowds and plans, but like people watching and being able to observe. So they off season vacation, which is exactly what my husband and I do. And
I love it.
Clear. You got to find a partner that agrees with you when it comes to vacationing, because that can cause some big fights.
100%. I always said that you make a break. Friendships, relationships, anything, when you go away with people.
Oh,
it really
yeah.
is so true.
No, so true.
I love it so much. But she seems really happy. So yeah, good for her. All right. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. Please keep commenting. Whose side are you on? Rachel, Danielle, Teresa, Melissa. I know you guys have a lot to say about Jersey. So keep it coming. And we will see you guys next week.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.